and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Sten, here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is John Talbot, and we're going to be talking about the what happened on September 11th, because, you see, this was a watershed event for the United States, and it was used to justify passing the Patriot Act to expand government control of our lives in the name of fighting the wicked terrorists who attacked our country that day. Muslims who actually outsmarted all of our intelligence agencies, who actually were able to take over control of four planes simply using box cutter knives and plunge America into a terrible, terrible crisis. And, well, it was sort of like the recent bill that they passed as far as the stimulus bill, you know, the terrible emergency. Nobody can read the legislation. You got to pass it. You got to pass it today. There's no time to waste. And that's what they did with the Patriot bill immediately after 9/11. And, of course, they expanded massively the power of the government over every aspect of your life. But the question is the economic crisis as bad as they say? What, shouldn't we have openness? Shouldn't congressmen be allowed to read the legislation before they vote on it? And the same thing with the Patriot bill. And it all goes back to what really happened on September 11th. Have we been told the truth about that? And certainly if you go to any of the websites, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch Building 7 come down. Building 7 came down at 5:20 that same day. It wasn't hit by an airplane. There were some fires in it, but they weren't. They didn't really even try to put out the fires. But the building didn't come down from the fires. It was a controlled demolition. All you have to do is look at it, see how they destroyed the center of the building first so that the roof caves in the middle so it will collapse inward, and then the base of the building disintegrates and the building comes down. That's a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, it was all a controlled demolition. And we don't know how they did it. Well, we do know that they took testimony from 1,200 people on the 9/11 Commission, and then, of course, they only used the testimony of 100 people, and they sealed the other testimonies for 50 years. Why would they seal the testimony for 50 years unless they had something to conceal? Well, this morning is John Talbot, and he's going to be talking about debunking the debunkers, because there have been a lot of people out there who are organized, and I suspect they're being paid by the government to debunk anybody who questions the official party line. John, thank you so much for being with us, and you pick up the story from there.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stanton. That was a great intro. You've definitely pointed out why 9/11 still matters to this day and why these issues are very, very important. A little bit about me. My blog is located at 911debunkers.blogspot.com if anybody would like to go check out some of the information in print that we'll be going over today. I've been a 9/11 activist since late 2004. I'm a grassroots organizer listed at 911truth.org, which is basically the central hub for the 9/11 Truth Movement. So that's a great website that everybody should also check out. I'm also a member of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth video team. I'm a recent addition to that, and I'm very honored to be working with them and helping them out. Currently, they have 610 architectural and engineering professionals that are questioning the official story of the World Trade Center collapses and are calling on Congress for a new investigation. They also have, including myself, 3,150 other supporters that have signed their petition, and these include A&E students, contractors. But anybody is welcome to sign their petition. And their website is at ae911truth.org. And I'm also a member of the Central Indiana chapter and one of the founding members of the chapter of the We Are Change organization. And their website is wearechange.org. And they're a originally New York-based activist group who get out and ask politicians the hard questions, and with 9/11 included among the subjects that they cover. Now, before I point out any specific points that debunkers raise, I want to raise some indisputable facts that they just can't even try to debunk. And first and foremost, it would be that the 9/11 Commission was extremely underfunded. When you look at this investigation in comparison with similar investigations, it's just ridiculous. We spent nearly three times as much investigating whether Bill Clinton had engaged in infidelity. And that is just a fact that is just incomprehensible. Like you pointed out, our world has been separated into pre- and post-9/11, and the underfunding alone is reason enough for another investigation. And then we have Philip Melikow.
Not only that, but you know, the 9/11 Commission, I mean, certainly half of the people belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. Certainly the chairman belonged to the CFR, the vice chairman, Lou Hamilton, belonged to the CFR, had been a member of the Trilateral Commission, and the commissioner, you know, was the man who coordinated the whole thing, was a personal friend of the Secretary of State, you know, Condoleezza Rice. Now, how could you have an independent investigation when the man who heads the, you know, and coordinates the whole thing is a personal friend of the Secretary of State? I guess at that time she was chairman of the National Security Advisor, but certainly she would have been in on the scam if it was a scam. And then, as you, I'm sure, going to point out with that, they suppressed so much information, and there was so much of the information they absolutely refused to examine. For instance, why on that morning of 9/11, with all those military exercises that pulled the planes away from, you know, from Washington, D.C. and New York, and then, of course, so many of them involved simulating a hijacking of a plane and crashing into government buildings. Why didn't they look into that or even mention it? Go ahead.
Very, very good points. You read my mind. Philip Zelikow, I mean, he is the ultimate insider. You know, he had lasting ties to both Bush administrations. And as you pointed out, he was a good friend of Condoleezza Rice. And he actually even co-authored a book with her. You know, Max Cleland, who was one of the original members of the commission, he was upset about Zelikow. He called the commission a whitewash, and he resigned. And then there was even an unnamed source on the commission who said that Zelikow was, quote, calling the shots and, quote, skewing the investigation and running it his own way. Another fact that the debunkers just can't do anything about is that 70% of the 9/11 family members' questions are unanswered. There was approximately 150 that were addressed, which left about 250, I believe, unanswered. So this is just something that they cannot touch. This is just a simple fact. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Christian Network. Somebody's responsible for those deaths.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is John Talbot, and John, go right ahead.
Sure. As I was speaking about the family members' questions, the great majority of those are still unanswered, so that is another simple fact that the debunkers just can't touch. And Bill Doyle, who is a founder of an email communications network for 9/11 families that consists over 7,000 members, he estimates that probably half of the members believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So that's a startling fact there as well. And as I pointed out earlier, there are literally thousands of highly credentialed people that are calling for a new investigation. You can go to patriotsquestion911.com for a pretty comprehensive list of a lot of these people. And the debunkers have their counterarguments to them, you know, to their assertions. But that doesn't make these people cease to exist. And the mere fact that so many individuals with advanced research skills are questioning the official story in and of itself adds great weight to all the other points that we have raised here. Now, to address some of the points that the debunkers bring up, and first I want to point out that they like to touch the scientific issues, because these things can be argued all day long. They don't so much like to touch issues of prior knowledge, NORAD, standing down, as you pointed out. I mean, they do touch that somewhat, but it seems to me that they focus on whether there was controlled demolition to the buildings on 9/11.
Well, I think that the best building is Building 7. I mean, you look at that building, there's no way, and I think anybody who knows anything about controlled demolition knows that was a controlled demolition.
Sure. I mean, Danny Javinko, who's a Dutch demolition expert, he looked at it, looked at the blueprints to the building, and he said there's no way the fire brought it down. Then you had debunkers on the Internet trying to say that he had changed his position, to which a 9/11 truth activist called him and said, hey, you know, there's these people that are saying you've changed your position. Do you think that World Trade Center 7 was controlled demolition, or do you think the fire could have done it? And he said, no way, absolutely not.
I think people must understand that they cannot let the American people know the truth. After all, we're talking about the murder of almost 3,000 Americans. And, of course, you know, if we have not been told the truth, then somebody is responsible for the death of those people, and there's no statute of limitation on murder, and anybody who covers up for a murder is equally criminally liable. And we need to get the truth of that. And I can tell you that there, I know people, Jimmy Walters, I've been interviewed him a number of times. He was a very wealthy individual, spent a lot of money running ads in the New York newspapers about 9/11, suggesting it was a scam. They threatened him. They committed all sorts of acts of terrorism against him personally, and he's living in fear over in Europe. Michael Rupert, who wrote a book, Crossing the Rubicon, going into 9/11, they tried to poison him. They infiltrated his office. They had all sorts of government agents working in his office to destroy the effectiveness of his ministry and bankrupt him. And he's living in seclusion and fear and hiding in Canada. Now, why don't we look into the background of that and who's coordinating that action? If that's really true, then, of course, obviously, this is another great cover-up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if those facts are true, you got to wonder why they would mess with individuals if there's nothing to this, if there's no substance here. But going back to Building 7, pretty much to debunk the issue, you can just look to NIST. They've basically done it themselves, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. previously, you know, they tried to say that FEMA had tried to say that the diesel fuel might have had something to do with it. And, you know, now NIST says, quote, that it played no role in the destruction of World Trade Center 7. I believe you had mentioned the damage to the building. There was a little bit of damage. New York policeman at the time, Craig Bartmer, said he walked around the building and he saw a hole in the building, but it was nothing that would knock it down. And then you look at World Trade Center 5 and World Trade Center 6, and they were heavily damaged and had way worse fires than World Trade Center 7. But the main building facade of those structures was still there. As with every other building in history, we've had the recent building in Beijing that burned like a torch. I don't know if you saw that, Dr. Stan, but it was just an amazing fire, just a torch, and its structure was still there. And now NIST even admits that, quote, the damage from the debris from World Trade Center 1 had little effect on initiating the collapse. They admitted that it fell almost uniformly as a single unit, which is, you know, the symmetry, which is what, 9/11 truth advocates have been pointing out for a long time. They also admit that it fell at free fall speeds. This is something else that 9/11 truth advocates have been pointing out for years and that debunkers have vehemently refuted. And so in the end, NIST says that fire is the culprit and that it was, quote, similar to fires experienced in other tall buildings, causing, in their words, quote, the first known instance of fire causing the total collapse of a building. So that's what we're left with. We are left with either this is the first instance of this ever happening in history, or it is exactly what it seems like it was, a controlled demolition.
And anybody, you know, it took me a long time in looking at those pictures a dozen or more times of Building 7 going down, first of all, to see the center of the building collapsing as the roof collapses in the middle. Why would it do that? Well, that's what you do when you want to bring a building down so it will collapse inwards rather than outwards. And that's exactly, all you have to do is go to our website, radioliberty.com or AE911truth, .com, that's Richard Gage's website. There are lots of websites. Watch Building 7 come down if you have any question at all. And get everybody else to watch it come down. And there's no question it was a controlled demolition. And if it was a controlled demolition, then there are murderers out there who killed almost 3,000 Americans, and they're walking scot-free. Go ahead.
And if it wasn't a controlled demolition, Dr. Stam, why didn't they do any forensic tests? They didn't do any forensic tests on this steel to test for explosives.
And they would not allow that. In fact, it was a criminal activity to take anything from those sites, you know. And, of course, what happened to the 1,100 bodies? 1,100 bodies disappeared in the Twin Towers and have never been found.
They have advanced DNA techniques. They were blown to bits, just like everything else.
Vaporized, right.
Pulverized.
We're dealing with terribly wicked people who used that to get us into the war in Iraq, where probably a million people have been killed, and into the war with Afghanistan that may very well expand into World War III, a nuclear war.
We have Obama sending 17,000 troops to Afghanistan recently, and that just upsets me greatly, too. What are we looking for? I called the FBI the other day to just check up on the old story that was put out by the Muckraker report by Ed Haas, that, you know, where he was told by Rex Toom, who was head of the Public Affairs Unit, I believe it is, that there is no hard evidence connecting bin Laden to 9/11. And I called just to confirm that that's still true, to see if anything's changed in the story, and they told me the same thing, that nothing's changed. So what are we looking for in Afghanistan? The man that we have no hard evidence against? What are we doing? it doesn't make any sense to me. And as you mentioned with World Trade Center 7, you can go to any number of websites, including my blog, which is again, 911debunkers, plural, .blogspot.com. I've made several videos on the subject, and I'm currently working on a feature-length montage-type documentary about it, which will be called Debunking the Debunkers, Part 1, Building 7. So it's going to be over 2 hours just on this building alone, where I take on almost every debunking point and, refute it.
But the thing is, they cannot explain Building 7. And the thing is that they have to try to confuse the issue, and they play games with our minds all the time. These people are well paid for what they do, for their treachery. And believe me, The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that the murderers have gotten off scot-free. In fact, they intended to murder lots more. They kept broadcasting in the South Building over the loudspeaker, stay at your seats, don't leave your seats. You know, don't worry about the North Tower. Stay at your seats. There's nothing to worry about. And another almost, 2,500 people would have died there at Morgan Stanley. And they intended for them to die. That's why they initially told us 6,000 people had died. Because they thought they were going to die, too. They planned this very, very carefully, even the number of people they intended to murder that day. And they've gotten off scot-free. And there are an awful lot of people who are involved. Sure, they're involved. But how could they come forward if they did? They'd end up like Jimmy Walters, living in fear, or like Michael Rupert, living in fear in Canada. Or how many have they actually killed? I've talked to a couple of people, and they've simply disappeared from the face of the earth. But you go ahead.
Sure. You mentioned some of these people might be well paid. You have to wonder about that sometimes. I believe a lot of them are just suffering from cognitive dissonance.
They're frightened to death. We know that the sailors who were on the USS Liberty was actually the Israelis tried to sink in 1967, and they were threatened with death if they ever came forward. And for 20 years, not one member of the 280-man crew, about 250 of them survived, but not one member had the courage to come forward. They were living in constant fear of their lives from their own government. Go right ahead.
Sure, yeah, with insiders, that could definitely be a reason why people aren't coming forward. But I meant more with the debunkers. You know, I think a lot of them are suffering from cognitive dissonance, and that's why they defend the official story so much. Whether others are paid or not, we have to wonder about that. Who knows? I do know that the MO of these people is that they use ad hominem attacks as much as anybody I've ever seen, and that is not a good debating tool. At all. That's not the way a debate is supposed to be conducted. And like on my blog, for instance, we just don't allow it. If you don't come with an intelligent debate, you are not welcome there. And therefore, you don't see a lot of them trying to tackle our information. When it comes to prior knowledge, they like to say that none of it was specific enough, that, you know, the memo that Bush got entitled Bin Laden to Attack Within the United States, that was largely historical. I would say that there, you know, if you look at that memo towards the end of it, it says, nevertheless, you know, things that we've seen recently are consistent with something that, you know, could happen. A very, very big paraphrase there.
And they even mentioned airlines, you know, the fact that they would use airlines to attack,
sure.
Airplanes to attack. So they knew exactly what was coming down the line, but they've done everything to confuse the issue because most people have never read that August 6th memo.
Sure.
It's republished in my newsletters. Anybody wants to read them. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They could not let the American people know that they left those people there to die.
Yeah, and that memo is just one of so many stories about prior knowledge. That's the other thing. No matter how specific any one instance is, they downplay the significance of just the massive amount of it. I mean, they would have to have known what was going on. Then you have former FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, and she says that the FBI knew, that, you know, from a reliable Iranian intelligence asset, that Osama bin Laden was going to carry out attacks with planes, and that the attacks would happen in a few months. Then we have 9/11 family member Patty Casaza, who says that she spoke to many whistleblowers and tried to bring them before the commission and was promised that they would speak to these people, and that the only one they ever spoke to was Sybil because they, you know, snuck up on them and brought her in one day. And she says that she even spoke to whistleblowers that said that the government knew the exact day, the type of attack, and the targets. Now, debunkers like to say that they don't think she's lying, but that she was lied to. And my question is, why? Why would a whistleblower lie to her about such a thing? To somebody who has lost a family member in the event, does that make any sense to you, Dr. Stan?
Nope.
Not at all.
None of it makes any sense. And the question is, why do the American people believe the lie? All you have to do is watch Building 7 come down. Watch it a couple of times. You know it was a controlled demolition.
Yep. And, you know, in regard to the Twin Towers, they like to raise this point that there was an inward bowing that was observed before the collapses, and that that proves an inward bowing of the columns, the exterior columns, and that this proves that this was a gravity-driven event. And like we talked about before, this totally ignores all the other features of the collapse. This ignores how the cores were obliterated, how the concrete was just pulverized into a fine dust and just flowed down the streets in a pyroclastic type dust flow, just picking up people in midair.
Hey, Ron, we'll be back in just a moment with John DeBoo.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 three-spot per day special, or double your spots to six spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our no-frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576. And tell me you want that no-frills, tax-deductible, beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is John Salbu. And, John, before we go on, would you like to go ahead and get your website out there?
Sure. I've already done it a couple times, but one more time for folks. It is 911debunkers.blogspot.com. And there's a collection of information there, including, you know, almost every debunking article or debunking the debunkers type article from other members of the 9/11 Truth Movement can be found on the right-hand side, and all of the things that we put out are down the middle.
All right, very good. So it's an excellent source of information, and we hope our listeners will go there. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you have a question, give us a call. What about this the Popular Mechanics article that they put out was the definitive debunking article of pointing out all of the fallacies, you know, of the people who suggested this was an inside job.
Horrible article. There's some refutations of it on the blog that have been written, which are just great. They tackle some straw man arguments to begin with. That's how they start their article, to get it, you know, to get silly things in people's minds before they take on more substantive material. One of the things that they talk about, which connects to what I was talking about with the inward Boeing, is they talk about these demolition type squibs that can be seen coming out of World Trade Center 1 and World Trade Center 2. They say this is due to the pancaking of the floors. Well, what's interesting is NIST has changed their mind about that. They now say that their findings do not support the pancake theory of collapse. So we're left with, again, what caused the squibs, because if it wasn't pancaking floors, it had to be something. Plus, these are crushed building materials. They call them puffs of dust. They're a little bit more than that. They're crushed concrete, crushed gypsum. They're heavy building materials. They're found 10 to 20 stories and more below the collapse wave that we're seeing. So if the pancaking floor has not yet got to the point to make the material shoot out, what's making it shoot out this many floors below?
Well, the biggest question is, how did they vaporize the cement? If it had been pancaking, they would not have vaporized the cement. They would have not vaporized the bodies. They would have not vaporized the furniture. Certainly, if it had been pancaking effect, why the bodies would have been there? They would have been smashed and crushed, but they would not have been vaporized. Well, we have somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan. This is Michael in Greeley.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. Dr. Stan, thank you for having John on your show today. I think his work is so important. You mentioned the Popular Mechanics hit piece, and, you know, one of the interesting things that I've noticed, I've been involved in 9/11 Truth going back to 2003, and this emergence of these, it's almost like a team of debunkers. Their task is to discredit us to the general public, and the Popular Mechanics piece, which started out in the Popular Mechanics magazine and eventually evolved into a full-fledged book, it just goes to show that even though we're not on the mainstream media and we're not, we don't have an accurate judge of the effect that we're having, we have forced the establishment media to spend millions of dollars to discredit our claims. I think John's work is so important. I want to thank him for what he's doing.
Thank you so much.
Any comment, John, before we let our guest go?
Just that he is on the money. I appreciate his kind words. Everything he said is absolutely the case. That's what I've noticed as well, and obviously that's what David Ray Griffin noticed when he wrote his book, Debunking 9/11, Debunking.
Exactly.
Which inspired me to take it further and take them on as I see things come out.
So, sure. I think what you're doing is so important, John, and I'm definitely going to get I found your website not too long ago, and I've been I have a website devoted to 9/11 as well, and I definitely want to try to get a link posted right on my main page for your work. I think it's awesome.
Sure. Get on my profile in there, send me an email, and maybe I can even do a print interview with you or something. I love to talk to other members of the movement about these issues. So.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thanks, John.
God bless. Fine. Well, my number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you believe that the buildings came down just exactly as the government said, please give us a call and explain to me how they were able to vaporize the cement. I mean, certainly pancaking does not vaporize cement. So you said that, John, that they had sort of given up the pancake theory. If they've given up the pancake theory, what new theory do they have?
They say that the columns, that the floors became disconnected from the columns because they remained connected to the columns and then pulled them inward. It's interesting that for years we pointed out, hey, there's no pancakes here. And so, you know, there's no stack, no recognizable floor section. And so they had to change their story. And in doing so, they have abandoned what their explanation for the squibs. You see how one problem creates another when you can't get your story straight. which is an interesting thing when it comes to NORAD, the nation, and the airplanes flying around for an hour and 53 minutes without an interception. They have changed their story three times as well. So when in a normal investigation into events, when somebody keeps changing their story, you get a little suspicious. And we need people to get suspicious. We need people to get involved, because the mainstream doesn't want to cover this, but as your previous caller said, we're forcing them to do so. And so we have to keep at it.
Well, I think we have to keep at it. We have to bring the murderers to before the bar of justice, and there are murderers involved in this, and of course there's no way you can justify it. Well, actually, it was very interesting. There's a book written by Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd, called The See No Evil, and he was a CIA agent. He quotes a top-ranking CIA agent as saying, when the dust settles after 9/11, the American people will realize this was a triumph of intelligence, not a failure. And, of course, that's in the opening pages of the book, in the preface. Anybody can get the book. We carry it. We think it's a very important book because it deals with Iraq and Saddam Hussein and how the United States government kept Saddam Hussein in power. But this idea that what really happened was a triumph of intelligence was a wonderful thing, not a failure, and 3,000 people died. How could you possibly have that feeling? Well, there are people who have no concern about human life. They really don't care, because after all, it furthered American foreign policy. It justified getting us into Iraq, where almost 1,000 civilians died. Finally, almost 1 million civilians have died. You go right ahead, John.
Sure. Pointing out the CIA, it's interesting that 7 CIA veterans are now challenging the 9/11 Commission report.
Really? Are they willing to come forward, because they're risking their lives?
Well, their statements are listed at patriotsquestion911.com, and you can read what they've said. I don't have exact statements right here in front of me, but they're questioning the official story and think that we need a new investigation, basically, I believe is the gist of it. And, there was also a statement made at some point by a former CIA official that they control almost everything we see in the media.
Oh, they do. They've got the regions planted everywhere. Of course, they work with the people who own the media. And the people of great wealth work with the CIA. And the CIA works with people of great wealth. To the judgment of our nation, we'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
John, we've got about 10 minutes. You go right ahead.
Sure. I pulled up some of the statements from the CIA people that have come forward, and actually one of them is very much related to the subject. William Christensen, who was a 29-year CIA veteran, he endorsed David Ray Griffin's book, Debunking 9/11, which was a big inspiration for the work that I'm doing, and he states that there's a strong body of evidence, and this is in his endorsement for the book. He said there's a strong body of evidence showing the official U.S. government story of what happened on September 11, 2001 to be almost certainly a monstrous series of lies. And he says, I now think there is persuasive evidence that the events of September 11th did not unfold as the Bush administration and the 9/11 Commission would have us to believe. And he continues with such statements. So, you know, there are very credible people that are questioning these events. And, you know, there are several petitions out there. I do want to point that out. There are things you can do, simple things you can do to help. 911truth.org is currently having a fundraising drive to continue their wonderful efforts. They have over 200 concerned people like myself who are grassroots organizers. And if you get on there and look at your state, you find out who's in your state to contact, you can get involved in this activism. The more the merrier when it comes to this. And there's also a series of petitions on 911truth.org. And as I stated before, on ae911truth.org, the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth site, there's also a petition that can be signed. Something else I wanted to bring up in regard to Building 7, Dr. Stan, is that there was a massive amount of foreknowledge that this building was going to collapse. And some people like to use this to say that, you know, they knew the building was going to collapse because of structural damage. When you actually look at the FDNY testimonies from that day, there was only a few people who actually feared that it was going to collapse from their observations. As I pointed out before, you know, NYPD officer Craig Barber looked at the same damage and had a totally different conclusion. And whether they feared a total collapse or not is an interesting point to bring up as well. They might have, just because they saw two 110-story buildings just collapse to the ground. So that makes an interesting point. The possibility of something like that happening seem much more likely when you've just seen it. And there's an excellent article that I have linked on my website. It's from the Journal of 9/11studies.com. And if you go down the right-hand side on the blog, you can find it. And the title of it is, I'll have to pull it up here, but before I pull up the title, it basically goes through these testimonies, and it shows how many people actually had direct observations where they thought the building was going to collapse, and then how many people just got the wind from other folks that this was going to happen, and so they passed it on, and, you know, kind of the whisper in the ear effect going on. The other thing is there's a difference between setting up a collapse zone and fearing a building might collapse to saying that there was a plan to bring it down. And there are videos out there where we might somebody from the FDNY say, oh, we thought it was either going to come down or that it would be brought down. Now, debunkers like to say, oh, so you're blaming them for bringing down the building. No, we're just pointing out what he said. Obviously, somebody had made the statement around the area blaming the building might be brought down. Who made that statement? We don't know. Where did they get their information from? People often like to talk about the government being too incompetent to do such a thing. Perhaps somebody was being incompetent that day or changed their mind and actually wanted to save some lives and had a change of heart and was trying to get people back from the area and so perpetuated this idea. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to look at this, but to say that we are blaming the fire department is totally disingenuous. It's just a talking point used against us, and it's something that debunkers do quite often. They attack our character instead of attacking the issues, and that is definitely their modus operandi when it comes to this. I'm still trying to find this.
Well, you know, what occurs in any debate, the whole idea is to put your opponent into a defensive position. And,
sure.
And to put words in your mouth, something you didn't say, then you've got to defend against it. And people have to understand these are standard techniques there to confuse the listener. This is what they do on television all the time. And many of our programs out there are designed not to entertain. They're designed to control our mind and to add to the confusion of what's going on. So we can't see the forest for the trees. And we will many times accept what television tells us and condemn good people and, of course, glorify people who are fraudulent and who hate America. But you go right ahead.
Sure. The title to that article I was speaking of is Waiting for 7, WTC-7 Collapse Warnings in the FDNY Oral Histories. So like I said, it's on the right-hand side. It's in a list of articles that we have. Just take a look for that. And, yeah, they're trying to confuse the issue. And in the film that I'm making, I'm going to address all of this in depth. And I'm going to show statements from other people as well. One is an EMT who was there that day who said the same thing. She said, we were told that a building was going to come down or be brought down. And this was on Bonnie Faulkner's program, Guns and Butter. And she says, who said it was going to be brought down? And did they actually use those words, brought down? And she said, yeah, they did. And it was members of the fire department. So again, we didn't create that. I didn't make that EMT say that. I'm just investigating it and saying, well, who said that it would be brought down? And these people need to be brought before a commission with subpoena power and asked.
But
who told you this?
They're not going to be a commission with subpoena power. They will not allow that. They could not allow the truth to come out. Think of the implications. It would mean that the President of the United States, George W. Bush, would be held responsible as an accomplice to murder, and Cheney and the people who planned this whole thing. They cannot allow the public to know what happened any more than they can let them know what happened to Bobby Kennedy or to Martin Luther King or to Jack Kennedy or to the Pearl Harbor. They cannot allow the people to know the truth. That's why Obama talks about transparency. We're going to have transparency here, and the first thing he does to get in the office is begin invoking all sorts of government secrecy to defend the Bush administration.
Yeah,
why would he want to defend the Bush administration? Because we're all in bed together. But go right ahead.
And actually, at the top of the blog, and I've kept it there for a couple of days, is some petitions to him to form a truth commission. They're not even necessarily aimed at 9/11 truth, just truth in general. So,
amen to the halo. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you
for
again
me,
on our other program. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here, American Freedom Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
Vail, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview with John this morning. And, of course, we have we take a number of our newsletters. We did a careful analysis of 9/11. And it's called Foreknowledge 911. It's three pamphlets. I think it's $9.95 for the whole three of them, if you'd like to get them. Why, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There's no question, of course, that they knew the attack was coming. But then, of course, what they wanted us to do is believe they knew the attack was coming, but, of course, it was the, it was those wicked hijackers who brought the buildings down. And, of course, it wasn't the wicked hijackers. Certainly, there's no question planes hit the Twin Towers, but it was some sort of an explosive, and we don't know how they did it. We do know they brought Building 7 down by demolition. We do know that, for instance, when the planes were launched from Langley to protect the Pentagon, they were sent out over the Atlantic Ocean initially and not allowed to fly at supersonic speeds so they could protect the Pentagon. And they left those people there to die as well. So understand that we've not been told the truth. There was a woman in the Pentagon who actually walked through the hole where supposedly the plane had crashed. There was no records there. She came out through that hole, and she's actually bringing a lawsuit. But you're not hearing about that. She's actually been threatened. I've talked to Jim Mars, who's questioned her and talked to her, and she was threatened when she was in the hospital recovering from the effects of the explosion. Keep quiet. Don't say anything. The men with the dark glasses and the overcoats, typical government employees, don't identify themselves, simply threaten Americans to keep them quiet. A frightening thing to contemplate. But this is the invisible government of the United States. Senator, we carry at least five DVDs. You can call our 800 number. You get all five of them at a reduced price. We want you to have the information. We want you to get it out. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book, The Terror Timeline. We have the five DVDs. We have a number of four tape sets on 9/11 and 9/11 update. You can talk to survivors. You can talk to Jimmy Walters, who currently is hiding in Europe, fearing for his life. These things are not imaginary, and if it can happen to him, it can happen to you. We are dealing with an invisible government that has created the current economic crisis intentionally to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. And you must understand who they are. That's why you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, pull down our newsletters, read them, watch the DVDs that are there. We have another section called Other DVD, Other Videos, and certainly go to that and look at all the YouTube and other little short clips that you can link to. And understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And what energizes these wicked people are powerful spiritual forces. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs, where you can watch our videos, where you can read our newsletters. It's all free, a great deal of information there. Help us get the truth out while we can. Because if you're not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? If you've not seen the series that we're offering with Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown and the spiritual implications of what's going on, you need to watch them. There are five DVDs in each packet. And then, of course, we have packets on creation, on RFID identification. Get the information from Radio Liberty, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be